Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministry. We join today's message, See Yourself as Jesus Sees You, already in progress.
First of all, in verse 1 in Ephesians, he says, imitate God. Well, what does it mean to imitate God? Be like Him. So how do you see Him? See, this is the secret. If you see God as a pure, holy, powerful entity, then you should act just like that. It says, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do. Everything. Because you are His dear children. God sees you as pure and holy as the Son of God. Isn't that wonderful? When God looks at Thurman, He looks at me through the blood of Jesus. Wow, when I look at you, I might look at you like you are and say, hey, that old boy ain't worth nothing. But when I look at you and there's the blood of Jesus, now all I can see is Jesus, I say, wow, look at that guy. That guy's something else. You see where I'm coming from? That's the way God sees me and you every day. You know that? He sees us through the blood of His Son, Jesus. Wow. So that's why He tells us we can imitate God. We are His dear children. Verse 2. Live a life filled with love. If you don't ever learn how to walk in that love walk, guarantee you won't never walk in the power of God. That's a requirement. Did you know that's the only commandment God give us under the new covenant is to love? Is that right? John 13:34. Love, love, love. That's the only thing. That is the new commandment I'm giving you. This is a commandment I give unto you that you love one another. Love. Now, I know all y'all do that, I'm sure, all the time. It would be fun to be able to become a little fly on the wall in your house and see when you get out of a love walk with your mate or your children or anything else, because we all do at times. Is that right? Yep, we fall from grace. We really do. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. Now, do you know, this is in the scripture in so many places. I've asked many a person who you are in Christ, and this is what I learned I am in the Baptist church. You're an unworthy sinner saved by grace. You ever heard that? You heard that too, have you, Betty? I was an unworthy sinner saved by grace. Yeah, I used to be unworthy, right? And I got saved by grace. But now I'm a daughter of the King, right? I ain't unworthy no more. I can jump up in His lap and talk to Him directly. He's my daddy. When you see yourself like that, you can do great things. But, you know, when you see yourself like the Scripture says we are, we're to follow the examples of Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, pleasing aroma to God. Verse 3. Let there be no... Now, we must not understand this. How much sexual immorality? If there is to be no sexual immorality, no impurity or greed among you, such sins have no place among God's people. That's just one verse. He's not through yet. So if that's the case, why do these women come to me here in the church, and I've had several, and say, I'm looking for a husband? I said, well, let me pray for you one, and then start dating whoever God says you to date. And they said, I ain't dating one of these guys. I said, but these are Christians. It don't make any difference. Christians are lost. They all can't keep their hands to themselves. You know how many times I've heard that? Oh, you're right. Lots of times. Women that are either spouse died or they got divorced or somewhere along the line, now they're looking for a godly mate, and it makes no difference who they're going with. They can't keep their hands off of you. Why are we like that? I mean, you're just going with her. You're just dating her. You don't have any idea, no plans whatsoever to marry that girl. You're a Christian, and all you want to do is go out and buy her dinner and go to bed with her. Do you know there's a lot of Christian men that's doing that? They have no intentions of ever marrying that girl. None. I mean, I had one girl come up here to me and Cheryl here a few years ago, and she says, I've got diarrhea, I've got allergies, asthma, I forget what all she had. She had a whole bunch of things wrong with her. Beautiful little 25-year-old girl. I said, you got a boyfriend? Yeah. I said, are you sleeping with him? Well, yeah. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? According to God's word, that one scripture I just read, how much sexual immorality is supposed to be among the girls? How much?
None at all.
None. Is that what it said? Zero. No sexual immorality. Absolutely none. I said, honey, you're sleeping with this boy and you ain't married to him? She said, well, yeah. I said, you know that's why you're sick? God's judging you. That's why you got all these problems. And she says, I don't believe that. I said, I guarantee you. I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will right here promise God you will not go back to bed with that boy unless he puts a ring on your finger first. If you'll tell God you're sorry for the sexual immorality you've done, I said, I will pray for you, young lady, and I guarantee all of your sickness and disease will go away. When's the last time you heard a statement like that from a preacher? Most of them ain't willing to make that chance, but I know that God's judging her. I know what the scripture says. And I know she's breaking God's rule. He's judging her. And he's putting that sickness and disease upon her. God is doing that. He said in his word he's doing that. So I said, you quit sleeping with that boy. I guarantee I'll break that curse over you and kick out them demons. And I said, I guarantee you, young lady, that the Lord Jesus Christ will heal you completely. So she said, okay, I'll do it. She repented right there to me and Cheryl. I broke the curse over, kicked the devils out of her, told her to go home. She's healed. She come back to this church 2 weeks later with tears in her eyes, said, I got to give my testimony. She said, when I first came here and heard him preach what he's preaching, she said, I'm going to tell you, I hated him. But she said, I did what he said. And she said, by the time I got out of this church, I didn't have a pain in my body nowhere. She said, I've been completely healed for 2 weeks. I have not had anything wrong with me. And she said, I went home that day and told that boy that he would never lay another hand on me. He could not have sex with me unless he put a ring on my finger first. And he said, well, I don't want to get married. So she said, he just walked off and left. And she said, I've been completely healed without a pain in the last 2 weeks. Now, if God says he'll do this, in fact, let's go to Hebrews 13:4, and then we'll come back here to Ephesians 1:3. Let's hold that in your spot right there, but go to Hebrews 13:4. Give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. Because God, he might judge people. Is that what he said? God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Could that be any clearer? You want to be sick and afflicted and have all kinds of problems? Just go out and start committing sexual immorality. And guess what's going to happen to you? And today we don't know this in the church. Let's go back where we was in Ephesians. Let there be how much sexual immorality? What do we not understand about this? And then if we go out and commit sexual immorality, God says he will absolutely judge every act of it. So why do you think people get sick? They're sleeping with somebody they ain't married to. Oh, nobody knows. You know, I only do this when I'm out of town. You know, nobody knows this, not even my wife. Guess who's with you? God's with you. He knows what you're doing. Then he says here, that's the big ones that we all know about here. The sexual immorality, impurity, or greed, such sins have no place among God's people. Let's see the next verse. Let's see what it says. Obscene stories, foolish talking, and coarse joking. I know no Christian ever would do coarse joking. Y'all know what that means? I mean, I hear that among men in the church all the time. They say things like, oh, look at old so-and-so over here. You know, if you want to get something done right, maybe you've had a little problems in your life, you know, with certain things. If you want to really get something messed up, just give it to Bob here. He really knows how to mess things up. Do you know I hear men talk like that about each other? Do y'all know where I'm coming from? You know, we coarse joke about people. I think about this guy. He had a sister. She was a little overweight. She worked diligently trying to lose weight, but she just could never get down where she wanted to be. But my brother Bob, one day she came in and says, oh, that old Sue over there, said old Slim over there, she can fix you. Old Slim, he called her old Slim. She wasn't slim, she was overweight. He was making fun of her. He was coarse joking about his sister. Now, is that okay with the world? It's okay with the world. They're not Christian. But if we're Christians, is it okay with us? According to God's word. It says here, obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokings, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. Isn't that something? You want to know why we're sick? I can tell you. We got to obey God's word. We got to do what he says. You know, of course, let me take you to 1 Peter 3:1. In the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Do you know why women can't stay married? Because they won't accept the authority of their husband. They want to run the show. How many have I seen? Now, in fact, I was teaching in Atlanta one time, a whole bunch of women right out here in front of me. I said, you girls are supposed to submit to your husband in all things. And one of the ladies, she said, just kicked back her chair and laughed. She said, if you think I'm going to obey my husband, you're crazy. I said, ma'am, you want to be sick? Just keep doing what you're doing. I guarantee you're going to be sick. God is going to make you sick because you're a rebellious woman. And he says, anytime you're rebellious, there is witchcraft and every form of evil in your house. And if every form of evil is in your house, guess what some of them demons are going to do to you sooner or later? You're going to be sick. Is that right? I don't know about you, but I don't like being sick. You like being sick? No, I don't like being sick either. But people don't understand. They have to obey God's word. I remember we had a girl come here. I think it was her third or fourth child she'd had. And she's a druggie and everything else. And CPS. They took her child away from her. She come out here crying on my shoulder. They have taken away my child. Can you help me? I said, yeah, I can help you. I can tell you what to do. I said, first thing you got to do is repent and stop sleeping with every man on the block. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to stop taking them stupid drugs. She said, well, I go to a Baptist church. I said, okay. I said, did you talk to your pastor? She said, yeah, I talked to him. I told him I was sleeping with this guy. He said, it's okay, just repent when I do it. I told him, I said, you got some rotten counsel from a pastor. I said, he's a rotten preacher. I mean, I'm just going to be fair, just right up front with you. If he tells something that's different than what God said, you're rotten. You know, you don't need to be going to a church where they don't tell you what the book says. If anything I tell you today don't come out of this book, then you need to say, Thurman's crazy. But if what I'm telling you comes right out of that book and I'm convinced to you it's in the book, then you need to pay attention to what I'm telling you. That's why we have such a tremendous healing result. We teach people what causes them to be sick. We teach them how to repent of sin and how to believe God. And that's why we get so many thousands of people healed. It's not wonderful to have been a man of God for 40 years and never saw a miracle or never saw an answer to prayer. But the last 40 years, 35 years, has been awesome. What happened? I changed. The Word didn't change. I changed. I started believing the Word. I started believing what it says is true, that I am who it says I am.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled See Yourself as Jesus Sees You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.